There is a wonderful sense of satisfaction after the completion of your first dress made without the use of a pattern. It comes with the knowledge that you have a one-of-a-kind garment made with scissors, fabric, and imagination, and a little bit of adventure. For the beginner, I suggest you spend a few minutes at your local sewing counter. Threads vary in weight from lightweight to heavy-duty, and the use of each depends on the fabric. Also available on the market today is nylon thread, which is colorless and comes in 2 weights. This new thread is extremely durable, and is completely invisible on the job. Zippers also vary in size, starting with a 5-inch skirt to a 22-inch neck length. You might take note of a new zipper that has recently hit the new market. With the aid of an inexpensive attachment, this zipper will look absolutely almost invisible once sewn into the garment. Buttons, zippers, hem bindings, and seam bindings come in a large variety of colors and can easily be matched to the fabric you will be using. You may also keep in mind that manufacturers place special seasonal colors on the shelf during the summer and winter months. Buttons come in a tremendous selection of sizes and colors. Commercial buttons are available in mother of pearl plastic. The last of the important sewing box aids are snaps and hooks and eyes. They come in graduated sizes and are finished in either silver or black.
Expensive attachments.
Buttonholes. Today's sewing machines usually come equipped with a buttonhole maker. My old machine unfortunately doesn't have this attachment, and even when I am confronted with a buttonhole maker, I'm slightly intimidated by it. Well, I don't stand alone. Here are some suggestions for avoiding the nasty buttonhole. 1. The false button is an old trick. Snaps are sewn onto the jacket, underside, left, and right front. Use jumbo snaps for walls. Snap plume is a whole button on the outside of the jacket, covering the snap stitching. 2. Frogs are a good solution. Ready-made frogs can be bought in a variety of designs, colors, and textures. 1 frog on top is usually used for a formal jacket, and 2 to 4 frogs for a more casual, sporty jacket. Frogs may look complicated, but they are relatively easy to make. Shown are 2 designs. They can be made from decorator cordsewn by the yarn, or with a strip of fabric cut 1 inch wide, rolled around lightweight cord, and hand-stitched out. 3. Button frogs are also simple to make. Pin the jacket closed, and sew 2 buttons as shown. With elastic or decorator cord, make a butterfly loop. To close, lift a loop over each button. The side loop is another simple idea. Cut the strip of fabric 1 inch wide and 2 to 3 inches long, depending on the button size. Sew clothes along the length on the wrong side of the fabric. 1/4 inch. Turn inside out and insert lightweight wrapping cord or knitting wool through. Loops are basted onto the other side of the jacket front before the facing is sewn to the jacket. Before you begin, figures vary in size. Therefore, the garments that follow are made to your own personal measurements applied to basic dress diagram. Since you might be a size 3 or 30, it's impossible to give an exact amount of fabric to be used. Keep following tips in mind. First, if your figure falls in the smaller sizes, use the narrow width such as 36 inches or 45 inches. Second, for the fuller figure, buy only wide width fabrics.
2 pins.